Meseches Meister Sheni, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav. Shalash Shel Meister Sheni, Veshalchulin Shinisarvu. Two silver coins, one of Meister Sheni and one regular one, that got mixed up, that you intended to bring to Yerushalayim, maybe Besela Maus. So take the copper coin, take a seller's worth of copper coins, for Oimer, and say, Shalash Shel Meister Sheni. The silver coin of Meister Sheni b'chol Malkum Shehi, in any place that it might be, Mechulelas al Hamaos Ha'elo, its Kedusha is now transferred onto these copper coins. Uvorer es hayafe v'shebehen, choose the prettier of the two silver coins, u'mechalan aleha, and then transfer the Kedusha from the copper coins onto the silver coins. Mipnesha Amru, because they said, Mechalan kesef al nechoshes medoichak, in the case of emergency situations, you can transfer Kedusha from copper to from silver to copper, Veloshi is Kayim Ken, but you shouldn't leave it around. Elachoizer Mechalan al Kesef. But when you have the opportunity to, you must return the Kedusha to the silver coins. Maseches Meister Sheni, Perek Beis, Mishnah Zion. The Mishnah continues where the laws germane to the transference of Kedusha from different types of coins. Beis Shammai Omer, Beis Shammai says, Lo Yasa Adam es Silaav. Dinarei Zahav, you should not transfer the Kedusha from your silver coins to your gold coins. Beis Hillel Matirin, Beis Hillel allows it. Beis Shammai's problem with this is that we're afraid that you'll wait around for the Kedusha to, you'll wait around the other Kedusha to bring it up to Yerushalayim, and maybe you won't redeem it. Maybe you won't redeem it. Beis Hillel says that there's not such a chashash. Rabbi Akiva says, Anias Yisrael the Rabbi Gamaliel, Rabbi Yeshua as Kaspandin or Zahav. Rabbi Akiva says, I even did this and transferred the silver coins onto the gold coins for Rabbi Gamaliel and Rabbi Yeshua.